Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to read just a few verses, and it would be in Hebrews chapter 11, a well-known passage of the Scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11, reading from verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So God will add a blessing to the short reading of his good word. I was thinking of late about Noah and the ark. And I was just thinking of Noah, a man of faith. Noah believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It says here that Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, or moved with reverence, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world. And here we are, Noah. God graciously warned Noah of a future, a disaster. It says if we want to, we could read quite a lot about in Genesis 6 and 7, quite lengthy reading about the ark. And Noah prepared an ark. He believed God. He believed that God had said that he looked down upon the nation in these days, and he saw that the heart of man was evil continually, and it says that the wickedness abounded, and the wickedness in the earth, and evil wickedness turning from God results in evil, and we can see in the day in which we live. We can see there's evil continually, and we can see there's trouble and there's wars, and men with all their knowledge and with all the modern technology and all the missiles and everything that man has got, and yet they can't do anything about it. They're all wondering what's going to happen. Well, God knows the future. And of course, in wars wars aren't very fair things, because there's cheating on both sides usually, and it's a terrible thing. We've been very much troubled with the trouble in Ukraine and the Gaza and all these places, and we're wondering where it's going to end, and we just wonder probably will there be an end. Anyway, and going back to Noah, in Noah's day they were warned. Noah warned them, and it says in Peter 3 verse 20, the long suffering of God in the days of Noah, while the ark was in preparing. And it says in 2 Peter 2 verse 5, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, for there was Noah and his sons' wives and Noah's wife. So there was eight people in the ark. Apart from that, we've got the word of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 33, as in the days of Noah, they were marrying and giving in marriage, eating and drinking, until the flood came. And the flood came and took them all away. So there was quite a civilized society in Noah's day, quite There was quite a lot of intelligence in that day. But you see that they turned away from God and they ignored God, and that's exactly what they're doing today. They're ignoring God. And so God was long-suffering, and he told Noah to build this ark. Gives you all the dimensions of the ark. It was 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 35 cubits high. Well, if you count a cubit as being 18 inches, that's what the 18 inches. So it made 450 feet long, by 45 feet broad, but by 35 feet high. It was a three stories. It says there was a window in the ark, and that was one cubit square. So that would be 80 inches square, and there was one door in the ark. And the only way to get into the ark was by the one door. It's a type of Christ. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you want to go to heaven without Christ, you'll never be there. You'll never be there. It's through the precious blood of Christ. We are not redeemed with such corruptible things such as silver and gold, and by the precious blood of Christ. And that's amazing, you know. Now, all the money in the world, just thinking about the betrayer, Judas Iscariot, you know, he sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And they realized, you know, the Lord said it would be better if that man had never been born. And he sold the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But, you know, he had a terrible end. He went out and the night was dark, and he hanged himself, and they realized, he said, I have betrayed innocent blood. And I want to tell you something. The Lord Jesus is innocent blood. We were just remembering the Lord this Sunday morning, as we do every Sunday morning, just to learn, just to remember, this do in remembrance, and we just remember him and all his intricate holiness and all his majesty. And he came into the world, and the world had nothing to do away with him. We will not have this man to reign over us. And if you take sides with Christ, you'll probably find the same thing. And you know, there was a time, if we go back into Genesis, and there was another thing, there another warning, and it was given to Adam. And Adam was told, he says, of all the trees of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and good and evil thou shalt not eat, for the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, it can't be clearer than that. Thou shalt surely die. When we were young, we used to see little, I think you'd call them substations or something. Maybe Jim would know, but there were little places where the electricity, and it was all, there was a wall around about, and there would be a sign in there, and it would say, keep out, danger. Now, whatever was in that place, I don't know, but I knew one thing. I knew it was a dangerous place, and it was very dangerous. And you could die if you went in there and just did certain things. So you were warned to keep out. Well, that's exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden. Imagine somebody saying, don't do this or you will definitely, surely die. And Adam disobeyed, completely disobeyed God. For he took off the tree, Eve took and gave it to Adam. Adam should have known better. Because it was Adam that got the got warned. He got warned of God just the same as they've been talking about a man here, Noah, got warned of God. And here he got warned of God not to touch the tree. And he took off the tree. Of course, the same thing came along into the Garden of Eden, and they saved them. Thou shalt not surely die. For God doth know that thou shalt, their eyes will be open, that they will know good and evil. Well, it was the worst thing that ever befell man, that when they did that, he brought death. That was death. That horrible thing, death, which comes into every family, in every life and causes havoc. And, you know, if death was a person, it would have been long ago murdered, but there's nobody could cope with it or can do anything about it. But here is one man that can do something about it. It's the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the only one that can rescue you. And through fear of death, men were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And here is an answer to your question, to your worry, friend. Dear worry, friend, we might go through death, but David had said, "Do I go through the valley of the shadow of death?" There's a big difference between death and the shadow of death. If you were inside a motorway and a big truck passed you, and the shadow of the truck went right over you, you know, it wouldn't hurt you at all, but you know, that's what death is. Death's only a shadow to those who are prepared, who have been prepared, who have trusted the Saviour, who have been saved. It's a great thing to be saved. The world doesn't like this word saved, but you must be saved because there's trouble ahead, friend. The wrath of God is going to come against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And therefore, this preacher, the glorious gospel of Christ, that Christ came into the world to save sinners. He came, he left heaven's highest heights and he took the form, he came in the likeness of sinful flesh and he took the form of a serpent. He said, "I am among you as one that serveth." The Lord Jesus couldn't come any lower. He came a little lower than the angels. And angels are creatures, created beings. And the Lord even came a little lower than the angels, to the very point of death, and he went to the cross and he suffered and bled and died. That is the story of the gospel. And the point is, not only did he die, but he was buried in a tomb where never man was laid. And on the third day he rose triumphantly from the dead. And before he died, he cried with a loud voice, "It is finished," and gave up the ghost. Who has ever cried with a loud voice? A man who is dying. The Lord, in that sense, was never a dying lamb. He had control. He says, "No man taketh my life from me. I have power to take it up again." And the Lord was never under the control of death, but he went as the willing sacrifice to Calvary's cross. He went willingly. And it's marvellous when you think of all the sacrifices and all the animals. Nobody likes to die and nobody likes to be killed. The little animals, the little lambs, they would take them, drag them to the slaughter, and millions of lambs were killed. Why was that? Because sin has got to be dealt with. But God is love. God wouldn't cause a flood if he was a God of love. Well, he did cause a flood. And if you don't believe in the flood, you don't believe what the Lord Jesus taught. You don't believe what the Bible teaches. Because the Bible teaches quite clearly that there was a flood. And God called them all into the ark. And in that sense, you can be in the ark. You can be in Christ. You can be in Christ tonight. You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about death. Nobody wants to go through death. Death is a problem for everybody. Nobody likes to suffer, eh? I mean, all these people are like, we're all getting old, and one day we know we'll go, but if we go, we just hope we go quietly, but there you are. But whatever way we go, we're ready to go. One of my friends there, she's ill at the moment, and she knows that her days are limited, and yet she's quite happy. She's in the hospice just now, and she's quite content. She says, "When I go, just a cup passing over Jordan," she says, "to be with the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, there's no better hope, for my dear friend, than to know you're going to be with Christ. We live in a restless world, and it won't get any better. This world is just another type of a Titanic. The politicians are trying to give you a better world. We've got things through our door, and they were saying this MP for our area, don't know who she is, but she's concerned about all the trouble in the schools. 75% of teachers are physically assaulted. And she's quite worried about it. And so are we all. But what are they going to do about it? What are they going to do about it? You see, they can talk about it and worry about it, but they haven't got, you see, they don't know how to cope with it. Sin's a terrible thing, you see. And once it gets out of hand, it can't be controlled, friend. So I would urge you tonight, friend, thinking about life and thinking about your life, if you haven't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, and probably you're young, because when you're young, you don't even think about death and that. It's too far ahead. Life seems to be so long, and when you get older, you look back and you just say, where has the time gone? You just wonder. I can remember when I left the school, and that's going back. And you, there you are. It's great to have a memory that you can think back to these things, think quite clearly, and it's just like a vapor from a kettle. The Bible says it's just like a tale that was told. That's what life is. Life is so short. And there you are. If you want to be secure, get your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, and he will save you. He's willing and able to save, friend. And perhaps you want to get saved, but you're not saved yet, and you're definitely going to get saved, you think, before you die. Well, you know, that's putting off, and there's more people, I believe there's more people in a lost eternity that meant to get saved and that knew the way to get saved, and yet they wouldn't take the step, they wouldn't put their trust in the one, the only one that's fit to be believed is the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was absolutely immaculate. It was completely holy, and it's in him that we would ask you to put your trust in the Saviour. Trust the Saviour, make no delay. There in his word he has shown us the way, and I've been quite taken up with this ark. You know, there's a place in northern Kentucky, and there's a real ark there. A model of taken from the scriptures of the ark, and I know people has been there, and they've had a lot of opposition from atheists and that out there, and Ken Ham is one of the founders of that, and many other ones, but Ken Ham in particular, and many clever men are there, and they've got all down to scale. Yes, it was a reality. The ark was a reality. The flood was a worldwide flood, and the water was above the mountains. So even if you got on top of a mountain, but there was no hope for you unless you were in the ark. Jonah said when he was in the belly of the great fish, he said, "Salvation is of the Lord." Jonah knew that inside the whale there's nothing, and yet you know. It was great how the whale vomited Jonah onto dry land. That's a very usual thing for a whale to come in to dry land. But that's what happened to Jonah, and he found out that down even in the bowels in the sea he can speak to the Lord, and the Lord heard his prayer, and so. No matter where you are, dear friend, you can speak to God. No matter what your circumstances are, all our circumstances differ, and perhaps you're in dire circumstances. I want to tell you now: you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll welcome you as you are. Come believing. Come with repentance, and bring all your cares to Him, and He will. Rescue you, and he will deliver you, and you'll go on your way rejoicing. This is the great news of the gospel. It's happy. This world isn't too happy. There's plenty going on. As long as things are excitement, the world's happy. But you see, they won't listen to the truth. So we would beseech you, dear friend, just to listen to the holy word of God, and to take the Bible seriously, because life is seriously. Death is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. And we don't need to be reminded that death doesn't miss anybody. Everybody has their appointment with death. We've just been reading about the first minister died very, very suddenly. There you are, and it could happen to any one of us. And it's great just to be ready to meet God, to be righteous. Noah was a, was that the righteous? He was right. He was right in the sight of God, and they believed God, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Imagine believing God, a God who cannot lie, and it's counted unto us for righteousness. We've got every advantage in just listening to what the Word of God has to say. And so I thank you for listening. It's quite a good study going into the Ark and all the other things in the Bible. So, well, interesting as you get down to God's Word, and you'll get encouragement. That's what we need, to be encouraged in this evil world in which you live, because there's nothing out there God-word, friend, to us. But we must get into God's Word, keep in good touch with God's people, and read God's Word, and we exhort you, dear friend, to listen to the Word of God, and to obey God, and God will count it unto you for righteousness. Shall we give thanks?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.